This is a continuation of the December 5th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board, at this point is property owned by Michael Ranweiler and Kennedy Johnson. Petition number 19008701 for account 645-23074. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Kennedy Johnson in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in? And will you please too, Michael?
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Nope, I think we're all set.
Okay, go ahead and
okay.
Further explain.
All right, yes. I guess kind of similar to last year, where we saw what at first glance was a very, very large increase in the valuation presented. Caused me to certainly take a look at the data more closely and try to determine, does that even make any sense at all? Because, when he saw almost a 12% increase on top of last year's, even with the revised number, it's still a pretty sizable number. And looking at the data, what I was finding, I tried to take a couple of different approaches. The scientific mind in me, you want to have an outcome that, okay, can you get to the same result from two different directions or more, where it makes sense? And so approached it, one, just looking at overall Clark County increases in property valuations between the 2 years. And from a variety of different sources, part of which was the packet there, you had numbers ranging from nearly 4% to a little bit over 5%. In taking kind of the high end of that range, slightly short of a 5% increase, would have taken last year's valuation of 328.9 to a valuation of just over $345,000 as a basis. And where those percentages make sense, and I think where maybe the assessor's number got out of hand, basically, was the Clark County numbers. If you look at by number of bedrooms on homes, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, similar to ours, they were in the single digit percentage increases, 3, 4, 5% kind of numbers. It was that bottom end, particularly the 1 bedroom little homes, the low budget ones where people could afford to get into, those are the ones that were showing double digit increases. In some cases, I think in excess of 20% for the 1 bedroom homes out in our area. So you add all those together, okay, I could see where a broad brush could paint a nearly 12% increase. But again, with all of that stuff at the bottom being completely irrelevant and unfair, really, in our case, that's where I think that came from. So that 345, that's the basis for that initial assumption there. And then just to sanity check that, took a look at comparables, sales within 4 months either side of January 1, 2019 to get a reasonable listing. And all of these are homes within a few blocks of ours and similar age. The developments went in at similar times, so reasonable comparables. And allowing for the fact that all of them but one were, in some cases, fairly good size, bigger than ours, okay, adjusted, tried to make a fair adjustment for that. And so averaging those six numbers out, once adjusted for size, yielded completely independent $325,217, so within $201 of the other method, based on just broader percentages. And interestingly, the one home that is pretty much a spot-on match, the 412 South Spruce Avenue one, where the sale price was $344K, again, within $1,000, you know, 0.3% of what, you know, is proposed here, and in fact, slightly less.
What's your square footage?
2729.
Okay.
Yep.
As is 412 South Spruce.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So that one, you know, again, tried to have several comparables in there, but, you know, for one that is truly no adjustment required, that one pretty much fit the bill, right, because South Spruce is just two blocks over from us in the same development. So based on that, and again, trying to be fair and reasonable, took the slightly higher of the two numbers and put that as our proposed proposed valuation. So that's where the 345,217 was arrived from. And in terms of the land versus structures, simply used the same ratio that the assessor had used. So that's how those numbers were computed. It was just based on the same ratio as the assessor.
I don't have any more questions.
That's interesting. That house was assessed at within $7,000 of what your house was assessed at, but it sold for substantially less. Well, not substantially, but $20,000 less.
Oh, on the previous iteration of sale.
Well, yeah, this one on Spruce.
That's 412 South Spruce.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sold for $344,000, but if you add those two numbers, the assessed numbers up above, it's $360,000, mm-hmm. whereas yours was assessed at $367,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they're within $7,000 on the assessed value.
Right. So, yeah, and again, they may have chosen not to, you know, contest the numbers again because looking at the research, you know, particularly the percentage increases, you know, I just, and having seen the dynamics in and around Yakult, you know, I could see maybe a 12% increase for like a Ridgefield or certain areas of Vancouver or something like that. But, you know, Yakult, you can just tell things have slowed down. I mean, there was a little bit of harried activity in 2018. I think maybe with the casino opening created some jobs. So, okay.
Notice they say motivated seller for the one on at 412 Spruce. I don't know what that means, but.
Had mitigated it somehow.
Yeah, I'm just going to ask before where that one on Spruce, since they had a little note in here that says a motivated seller. The thing wasn't a foreclosure or something that you were aware of. Was
not
it?
That I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
No.
Said foreclosure.
Sounds like just sort of real estate speak for,
yeah,
you know,
all sellers.
Come see our house.
I was going to say, all sellers.
If you got your house for sale, you're motivated to sell.
Well, yeah. It seems kind of redundant. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Too. Okay, I don't have any questions.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
And is yours in a housing development in... Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you'd call it development. I mean, it was an organized, this area down here was right. What's known as the Witz Addition, mm-hmm. Witz Farm Addition, because south of there's a cemetery and then just farmland kind of right. all down through
yeah, cause
here.
Yeah, because a lot of the ones we see in Yakult are these isolated ones that have been there for 100 years.
A while, yeah. Now, all of that and the kind of the street about a block north, Wilson, would be... all kind of 2004 to 2006 kind of era construction.
That's the main metropolitan area.
yeah. Actually, well,
all 22 houses, right?
Yeah, really.
Get up a little ways and the road turns, and that's where the
it is a little more of a hodgepodge when you get up some new construction or some remodels that have been going on. So you'll see some nice sniffy looking ones mixed in with how does that still stand up? Kind of a hodgepodge, So, Mike, did you have anything to add, or did I cover what we had hoped to say?
I don't have anything to add.
Okay. All right.
We thought maybe you went to sleep.
Just being respectfully quiet, right, Mike?
Yep.
Okay.
So,
okay, I think we got the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Any, I guess, what should we be expecting in the future? Or, you know, we don't want to be...
Within 30 days, you'll get a letter.
And keep in mind that the assessor does not take our valuation into consideration when they value the next year. They have a model that they put everything into, and they cranks out a number, and they really don't look at
that. Okay, so that probably makes sense. So because we did meet with you folks last year.
We should kind of probably plan on it. Yes.
And that's okay. You know, if it kind of helps smooth that out, I mean, eventually things will probably level out, but you know, if that's part of the process, then so be it.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't keep the board's value as a starting point for the next year.
For the next time around, so that probably
just
came into play here, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Aren't you going to say something about his Minnesota shirt?
Oh, hockey player.
Well, fans at least. Yeah, Mike's family is from Cambridge, Minnesota. So.
Where?
Cambridge, about an hour north of.
This is a continuation of the December 5th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board, at this point, is property owned by Stephen and Gretchen Knight. This is petition number 19008601 for account number 986039932. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
This is a continuation of the December 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have a late file request for reconvene for Midnight Sun Living Trust. Tax parcel number is 192664000. We purchased the property around October 31st, 2019 for a value of $740,000. We had an appraisal completed at the time of the purchase. The assessed value is $775,000. The assessed value is $969,447. Significant difference between the purchase price and the assessed value. So 90%. Okay, they meet the criteria. They bought it for less than 90%. It was after July 1st.
Okay. I guarantee you.
This is a continuation of the December 5th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board, at this point, is property owned by Michael and Mary Marquand. Petition number 19008501 for account number 751-07018. There is nobody in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Mike and Mary Marquand in attendance. Will you both please raise your right hands to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Let me just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't make our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Well, it's nice that you have the pictures and descriptions of everything up there. And we, what caused us to have an appeal on this was probably not relevant to you guys with such a large amount of increase this year that we just didn't feel like we thought we needed to go to the public doing this. So my wife did most of the work here looking up two things, really. One is that the number of houses that are assessed at lesser values than our own, and this area down here, I don't know how familiar you are with this, right to the east of the boat ramps, and most of the lots are pretty much the same size, especially as you go along there, but as you get further east, they have the same frontage, but less, they're smaller lots.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that we talked to in our neighborhood told us that these increases were what triggered these increases was the properties that are actually to the west of the boat launch, that their value had increased so much that everybody that's along the river there got massive increases. And those properties are not really comparable. Those are very luxurious high-end homes down to the west of the boat launch.
And they have their own boat launch.
And they have their own boat launch, and et cetera, et cetera. at any rate, none of those houses that are down there to the west of the boat launch are the ones that we sent in for our own evidence. But I should finish my earlier thought. Besides the evidence of lesser valued homes in our own area there, the other thing that we noticed on our assessment was that the lot itself was described as being almost twice as big as it actually is. And we got this when we bought the house many years ago.
I sent it in.
Yeah, this was sent in with our information there, but we have the original survey there. The description calls it how much land? 0.87 of an acre, and actually it's only 0.47 of an acre. So I thought that was quite a... So what I'm getting at is we have two points, was that it's, even if the size was correct, it's overvalued in comparison with our neighbors, and it is overvalued because of the size. Any questions?
I just have a comment. For next year, assuming you might be back, when you got your packet off online, there's a worksheet. Do you remember seeing this worksheet?
I don't remember seeing that, no.
Okay. Well, in the first column, you put all the information about your property. It's pretty self-explanatory. View, size, you know, everything about it. And then you need to find comparable sales that maybe along the river or wherever.
Yeah, you know, that's not very many. Very properties change hands very seldom down there.
Okay. Well, you just need to, and maybe you need to look at other places that have a view of the river. I don't know, but if you can give us some comparable sales. We don't typically look at assessed values because, as Dan likes to say, the assessor those could be wrong too. But a sale is a really good indication of value. So just keep in mind, when you go online, this is part of the packet that's on there. And
okay, we will keep that in mind.
Well, you know, the house on the very end, as you go down there,
this one.
I think it's
one more. That they're building a house on there.
I think it's
right.
And it's only the land value is only $257,000, and it's 1.52 acres.
And look how much bigger waterfront they have.
And they have, mm-hmm.
and better views too, I think.
Is that going to be a house right here?
Yes.
Right there, the house. Yeah.
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
So I see it when I live in Washougal.
Yeah.
And
it's almost done.
Yeah. But it almost looks like two complexes.
I think that the one is the garage.
Garage and
the one closest to the
I see. Okay.
Which will actually shield some of the noise.
And I see you have the new roundabout on your map. You're very up to date.
Yeah.
According to that map, it looks like you own out into the river. Do you actually have the tidelands with
yeah,
that thing?
Yeah, it's a tideland.
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah, see, they don't have tidelands. They just have the high water mark.
When our front yard there at the river end, our property can actually be reduced by a third when the water is high.
Mm-hmm.
Water comes all the way up to the house.
Yeah, I noticed.
Bill.
Is this still your
house view
right here?
Actually, that is taken from the neighbor's property. It's not from ours.
So how is yours different?
But it is our about the same. But it is our view. But
it's a nice view. You get to see the
but
water.
But that is taken. That picture is taken from the neighbor.
But it's pretty much your view.
Okay.
The waterfront itself is just all big rocks. There's no, it's not like you could pull a boat up to it or anything. And as I say, the water goes up and down. And so our lot is a lot bigger in the summertime than it is when the water is low.
Have you talked to the assessor's office and showed them your, as long as you're here, I could stop down on the second floor and talk to them about the size differential. And maybe they're including the tidelands and you're not including that. I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't think so because
but
this, I think this, I think that this,
is this a copy that you,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It seemed like they, that they kind of were trying to get a mean, they weren't describing the property as when the water was low or high, just kind of a mean.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is they're putting the walkway, to connect there, and we already have people walking down on our property down there by the river.
Walking down between the houses or just walking down?
Along the river there, yeah.
And if it's our private property, you know, it's like, should we put signs up there, no trespassing?
Listen,
I mean, we had just people down there yesterday.
43, 5, 6.
Just walking along?
Yeah.
Well, I know,
well,
I just took
walk, walking
an average,
along, but they're,
and
they'll hang out.
I just took 80, but.
Yeah. It doesn't really bother me. Two, unless it gets 90. A lot warm.
But I'm just saying,
and I get 1 and 287.
It'll just increase.
It'll increase when they're going to.
When warm weather comes, it'll probably increase.
Right. When that walkway
by 80, and I get 23,000, that's like a half an acre.
Yeah. Now, is the walkway supposed to go in front of your house?
Yeah, along the road.
Along the road. A Street.
So, you came up with that half acre?
Yeah, I've been down there.
The lower half acre.
I know exactly where it is.
And, yeah, they'll be biting into the easement there out in front. So
yes, you see what your neighbor's property is.
Unless there's so much more
see what their land's
out in the water than it really shows in the picture.
Yeah. Let's see what their land is valued at.
But this little map is actually your survey?
Okay. Yeah, they got that when they bought the house. Yeah. You need to see this, do you?
Well, and and actually, when we bought the house, it showed 0.47 of an acre.
So I would definitely go down and talk to them about that. Because that's a manifest error on their part.
Absolutely.
And that.
Well, that also made me wonder if the this idea that the property has jumped so much in value, if that was based on the idea of these people that are down to the west of the boat launch.
Well, I just picked up their next door neighbor.
And you've seen those houses that are like luxurious.
And they have sidewalks and streetlights.
I just looked at your next door neighbor's value. They have them at 732.5, and they're 3/4 of an acre. So
see, this line here says that's the top of the bank. So this would be the rock.
All of those lots, if you look at them, they're all about the same.
I don't know
at least the ones
here. A couple more and see.
But somehow or other, the guy
go over one more.
Well, these people have actually a double acre, two lots. It's a double lot, and it's 750. And they have two lots.
Yeah, that's twice as big as ours.
Yes.
And a lot of the houses down there are like McMansions. Huh. And the people that are building new houses are building McMansions. But just like you guys are of an age like us,
there it is.
That land originally was like the wrong side of the tracks. It's all the old houses are like, some of them are pretty dumpy little houses.
The wrong side of the boat
line. Our house is kind of built in the middle. It's like just a normal house, but I think our house is pretty normal.
Well,
it's not a lot of, obviously it's not a huge house. And
170,000 is our house itself. You know?
And you look inside, the inside of our house, all of the living area is up on the upstairs, and all the downstairs is just the basement. So it's not a very big house.
They're building, have they owned that lot a long time, or did they just buy it within the last? Were they building it? They've owned that a long time, or did they just buy it recently?
Who?
The people that are building a new house there?
Oh, I don't know when they bought it.
15, it looks like.
That's an acre and a half, and they've got it at 604,500.
June 2015 for 280.
1.5 acres, and they've got it valued at 604.
You know, that doesn't mean it wasn't relatives or something, too.
Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, if they paid that for
it,
they have
it
valued
at
604, and they've got you at 732. I guess I was just kind of trying to figure out how they came up with the 732 to, or even at 604 for the land.
Are these sales or just assessed values?
They're assessed values. The sales, most of them, I think, are old.
Yeah. I think it does happen also that somebody moves into an area and builds a extremely expensive home, and it causes everybody else's home.
Well, they own two lots. They own both of these lots, it looks
like. Anything with a river view is primo.
Well, every year it's gone up over 10%.
Oh yeah, this is 38%.
This is 38%.
Yeah, it's pretty outlandish. You wouldn't want that to happen to your homes, I'm sure.
We actually have a rental in Cascade Park, and it went up 35%.
And it's just a house.
And it's just a ranch house.
Wow.
There's no view.
1,700 square feet. House the people that
it's 1,200.
Now that one, they purchased that the other parcel in 1.93 acres, and now it's at 96.
Do you have anything that shows that what you bought was 0.4
Right here, actually, it's part of, it's the amendment 7. It's probably one of the last pages.
I've never seen this page.
Well, it's the very last, well, it's the very last page, right here.
Very last page?
Yeah.
So we took the...
That one is the last.
And we took the, and you can...
And where's this, where's it show that, that...
Point 47 down there.
And if you do the, if you do the math, it is point 47. That's based on the description.
I would definitely talk to them.
Although the, as I say, the water goes up and down. And that whole end of the property down there on the water is absolutely useless.
It's just rocky.
You can go down there and pitch horseshoes in the summertime. My neighbor actually tries to grow a little garden down there, but...
And what was this?
I think the value comes from the view. That's where the value comes.
This is when we bought it, this was...
And I enjoy the view.
Yeah.
But there's always something. Was this a realtor's listing?
Yes.
And you definitely need to question that, based on that drawing and all, that's not that, not 87 hundredths of an acre.
Well, no, it's not.
And so...
So if the taxes were based on that, which apparently they are, then that's wrong. But we also, as I say, other than the one on the end there, and then there's the folks that have the double lot that are paying pretty much the same value as ours. That's not right, but there's, we have a whole bunch of them in here.
Well, the thing he talks about, his whole findings and response is all about the view. That's what he talks about, the three paragraphs, the view. So that's...
Well, obviously, we can't sell our house for 38% more this year than we could last year.
Well, I bet you could sell the lot it's on for...
Yeah, they'll tear down the house.
Well, yeah.
That's what will happen to it, obviously, yeah.
I don't have any more questions.
But, you know, like I said, the house in...
This doesn't show it going down in the water.
Well, that was in the summertime when the river was really low.
Yeah. The water comes up to here, looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, it in 96, it came third steps to the, almost to the yard.
It almost came over the top there.
But we've had it, we have...
So in the summertime, is it, you're not, you don't have any of your property in the water then? It's all out of the water?
We have tide land rights, so wherever the water is, that's where our that's where our property line is.
So you go.
But June, we've had it up five steps.
Yeah. Almost up to the level where the house is.
I remember being out there to the one house. It's the last one. It used to be the last one on the east.
Yeah, they had that
sandbag.
And
the whole house was covered with ice.
Oh, from the wind and the water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't Schmitz used to own a place down there?
I don't know anybody named Schmidt. I don't know. But you know, the houses that are to the, and I don't know if you have any information on this, if the idea of our house being more valuable is based on the idea that these luxury homes on the other side of the port are more valuable, they're not comparable. Because those houses, I mean, they've got a boat dock out there that is common to the neighborhood, and they're
newer.
Well, they're all new, and it's very high end for rich people, you know.
Well, the house
we bought our house.
I think that it's probably the house itself, so $1.5 million. Yeah.
Yeah, our neighbor two houses down built a.
This is where we went out. Remember when we went out for a inspection? It was somebody near where they live had appealed, and we went out and looked at their property, and then we went down where the marina is, and we drove around and looked at all the big houses, and they had sidewalks and street lights.
Yes,
and
we don't have.
Right.
We bought
there was
our property
somebody near
mostly.
You that was appealing.
We bought
this
our property many years
6 years ago,
so we could garden.
That's longer than that.
7, 8
we
years
have
ago?
A big garden.
Yeah.
We like the landscaping. And
yeah, there's no...
It's the people that have the huge shop. Huge house and a huge shop.
That's a... That would be Mac and...
Is that the one that had the shop that looks like the house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Janet and Basil.
Oh, I think
McAllister.
McAllister, yep.
Yeah. And see, theirs is valued less than ours, too.
And that is a
mansion.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Huge.
Yeah. so.
He has a shop to die for, if that's the guy I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it is.
He's got every imaginable tool in the world in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the
second floor, okay. And it's called the joint lobby. There's like a little kiosk machine, and you can just push that you want to talk to the assessors. And yeah, let them know. I would show them both the survey and the listing that you had when you purchased the property. And they need to correct that plan size.
Yeah, we don't want to.
It's a manifest error on their part, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
This is a continuation of the December 5th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by Frederick Price and Rhonda Huss. Petition 19009401 for account 25330805. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Frederick Price in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Yeah.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
I was here last year.
Okay.
Okay. And they raised the amount of my mobile home. It's a mobile home. They raised the price of it even more than they did last year. I said, it's insane. You know, and my mobile home's going downhill, deteriorating. I sent in pictures, okay, that showed how my windows are all the gas has gone out of the windows, and they're all, you know, falling sideways now. You can't hold them open. The roof, I was on it yesterday, and I saw shingles gone on top of the roof when I was putting Christmas lights up. And I mean, the whole thing's deteriorating. It's just deteriorating. The barn, it's only, I bought the trusses from somebody that was 20 years old, the trusses were, and I put it together. Okay, it's a dirt floor. Okay, it's not, you know, a big fancy anything. There's nothing fancy about it. And I just don't think it's worth no $400,000 or whatever it is that they're saying it's worth here. Hope you forgive. I've been a little under the weather.
They're at almost $400,000.
Yes.
$397,800.
And I'm all the way out there. I have no real. Okay, the land in front is not mine. That land in front's not mine. All I have is a hill in the back. I subdivided. My daughter has the house in front now, and all the acreage in front.
Your daughter?
My daughter's on the front of 399th Street. Yes, that's all hers. And my property, where the house is right at the front of the property, all the rest of it's hill going downhill. We're almost at the northern end of Clark County. And all the realtors in the area are saying property values are going down out there, even if it's a nice home. I used to, back in the old days, I had a farm. I used to farm all of that, this whole corner here. And I retired a long time ago. And I have nothing anymore. I have 4 acres.
That used to be?
That used to be Annie's Berry Farm, right across the street.
Yeah, okay. There's like an airstrip down in there someplace.
Not here. The airstrip's over closer to view.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go around the curves out there after a while, you forget which road you're on.
I know. A lot of people get kind of scared by the curves.
Did you look at the county's comps, the ones they provided?
The one that they gave me?
Yeah, I just wondered what you thought about that.
Oh, I sent a bunch of, you know, things in. A lot of them are the same ones that I brought in last year.
Well, these
here's, ones here's actually a picture that was aerial view of my place. Okay. That's from 2003 when I took that picture. My property stops right here. This is where I used to have berries in, when I had berries
and,
in.
And then you own this back here.
This is all woods and the hill, downhill, right there.
And so this is your barn?
This is a pole building. This is the barn. And that's the mobile home.
And what's this?
That's my driveway.
Driveway, okay.
Yeah. Well, people used to park there when they came and picked
up.
So
your property goes like from over here somewhere?
Right. This is the edge of the property right here.
Okay. To the
right at the end of the dirt right here is where you can see the edge of the property.
Yeah. And what year is your mobile home?
In 1994. And it's not even a good quality one. It's a Redmond. And what else were you asking for?
I just asked you if you had looked at the comps that the county provided and what you thought about.
I never saw the ones the county provided.
Did you know they provided that to us, but the county did mail it to you?
This is what the county provided?
Mm-hmm.
This one here is a long ways away from me. 119th Avenue. Mm-hmm. That's a long ways away from me. That's probably 5 miles, 8 miles.
Yeah, you're a long ways from 119th.
Okay, 405th Street, that is, okay, that is, let's see. That's all the way down to the end. And that's a house. These are houses. These aren't even mobile homes, some of these. Yeah, this one even says Amboy. Yeah.
And the sales that you gave us, are these all on property?
Huh?
Are these the sales that you provided, are they
on
property?
Yeah, those are ones that I provided.
Are they all on acreage like yours is?
Yes.
So they're not? Okay.
Yeah, so I think there was one of them that was only 2 acres, but...
I know, I've just been looking in here trying to find what tells about the acreage.
I thought it said, I might even have a copy of it here. Because what I did here was that one doesn't even say it on there, does it?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't, I don't think any of them say if they're on acreage or not.
Well, everything up there is on acreage.
Yeah.
I think it's 5 acre minimum. But if you have an easement, which I put an easement on mine, it's less.
Here's the one that's on the same street as you. It's 4705 Northeast 399th. So do you think this one?
4705, yeah, that's right, almost next door to me.
And what do you think about the acreage? What do you think they
that's
have?
I think that's only 1 acre. I know that particular property. It's my neighbor.
Okay. Okay, I think I've got what I need here.
I just don't want to end up being like that lady that's down here at the start when you come into the building. I don't want to be homeless because I get taxed out. My taxes right now are, let's see. I had brought this in from my bill right here, and I pay $4,324 a year right now. I can't afford it any more than that. It was $3,000 something last year. And the year before that was like $2,500. The year before that, when I bought the property, it was
$300. Oh. Okay. I don't have any other questions.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take it this is a dry, some dry rot in the wooden deck?
Oh, yes. Yeah. My whole deck is totally rotten. It needs, the whole thing needs to be replaced. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize you had those pictures. Yeah.
The window does look a little...
I just took a picture of that with my phone, and I just said, I'm sending it in. They're all like that. I had an estimate for them to come out and replace the windows, and they want $25,000. I just said, that's insane.
That's ridiculous.
I said, I'll live with it the way it is.
Can you pull up a topographical map?
Yep.
Yeah. That's my daughter's house in front.
That's a pretty
steep. And you can see the line right there because I planted trees along there because I had trouble with that one neighbor for a while. He's not there anymore. That's good.
Slopes and geographic hazards.
When I moved there.
Put contour lines on. Take the.
I should be able to see it downhill.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, which is his property?
Right here.
Right there. Okay.
It starts down pretty fast.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes. Down there. It goes down probably 150, 200 feet at least, right in my backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got it. Right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Same guys up here last year, aren't you?
Yeah,
I thought so. Why do you look so familiar?
Are you on any other thing or
the same? Very
familiar. This is a continuation of the December 5th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board is property owned by Brian Reuter. Petition number 19008401 for account 23701700. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Brian Reuter in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness, so you have to overcome that to prevail.
Yes, sir.
Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. I have the comparables. I know the assessor provided no evidence this time around for his side of it. So I have the comparables that are extremely close to my house as far as like geographical region, approximately the same size of property value and everything like that. In all of my comparables, you'll see that they're a little bit older than my house, but they're approximately within a rough time frame of being about the same age of my house. You'll see that all of them are about the same construction grade quality and condition as well. They're all larger and have a view as well, because my house does not have a view.
Will they have a territorial view?
Yes, sir. Yes, especially the one on Berry Road. That's a territorial view as well.
That one's smaller.
It is a smaller house. It's 2,200. It does have the same amount of beds and baths, and it does have like a similar attached garage and everything as my house as well. The reason that I chose these three is because they are in my geographical region. I mean, they are very close to my house. And over the past year that we're looking at, property values by average went up 4% in Clark County, except for the properties that were over $500,000, which actually plateaued and didn't increase in value. The assessor is maintaining that my house went up somewhere in the neighborhood of 28% to 30%. Went from the Board of Equalization's last valuation was $590,000. And the new value he's saying is almost $715,000, which reflects not a 4% or even a plateaued rate of increase. All of the other houses in the area that have sold have plateaued. Like if you look at the sales history of the houses, they've all plateaued right around that $500,000 mark or above. They haven't increased in value substantially, just as my house shouldn't be increasing in value of approximately 28%. from the 550,000 to the 750,000.
Do you remember what they valued at last year?
Last year it was, I think it was right around 700 as well last year. I mean, it was, it's always crazy.
But our decision.
I'm agreeing. Like, this was the Board of Equalization's last finding was the 590.
Yeah.
For the area that I live in, there just isn't a market that is reflective of the greater Clark County market, because I live on a mountain that gets snow, and we're like snowed in for at least a week of the year, if not more. Most people can't do that unless they work from home, and honestly, even the people that are up there are mainly retired.
They own four-wheel drives?
They all own four-wheel drives. There is no such thing as a two-wheel drive in my neighborhood. There is no such thing. I mean, everybody knows it. It's a very tight market. As far as like, if I were to sell my house, if I could sell my house for what the assessor says every year, I would be gone like that, because it is, nobody wants to buy up in that area just because of the weather. Is constantly, you're getting snowed in constantly every year. My particular house does not have a view, and that's what kills the property value for me. All of my neighbors are in the very similar range of like $550,000 to $600,000. All of the greater Catskill neighborhood is all in that range. And for my house, without a view, and typically the same size as everybody else's house in the neighborhood, there's newer houses, there's older houses in the neighborhood, but everybody's right around that $550,000.
Is your view just a forest, or?
I see my neighbor's trees, because okay. All of my neighbors have really large trees right now. At one point, the entire top of the mountain had been logged, and there was a view at one time up from my house, but there isn't anymore, because the trees grew up, and all of my neighbors don't cut their trees. So, at one time, there probably was a view, probably 20 years ago when it was logged off, but now there is not. So I believe that my valuation is appropriate, because the other values of the houses in the neighborhood are around that same price. My neighbor just sold his this last year, and I know I can't use that on the valuation for the fiscal year 2019, but next year I'll be able to use it, because it's literally right across the street.
And
his was literally right across the street to the west, right there. Yep, he sold his this last year.
9 of 19 for $545,000.
Yes, and he's got an beautiful view. I mean, it's insane the view that he has, because he's actually on the slope of the mountain. I have nothing, because
what's the size of his house? Was it
his is 2,200 square feet, I think. It's a little bit smaller,
1974.
The 1974, and then he's got a like a mother-in-law suite in the
over the garage. I see.
Over the garage, so it's like 2,200 mm-hmm. total square feet. So his is definitely very.
Yeah, you can see the view kind of right there.
Oh yeah, and if I were at the very front of his property, I could see right through the trees there and see down into the view that he's got. But he's got a beautiful view, and you can see all the trees have kind of grown up. And right in front of where they took this picture is all trees, because he planted a bunch of trees that completely block my view. They're like plum trees. So I really think that my assessment of 550 is a reasonable assessment. I think that every year the assessor's valuation is, I don't know how he comes to the numbers, but I think it's just completely off. And I think that with the home sales in this neighborhood, and with the valuation of the other houses in the neighborhood, I think that it's a very fair assessment. I don't think it's...
So you think it's worth less than we valued it last year?
I do, because I think that last year's valuation reflected that market from the 2018. The 2019 market either plateaued or went down in some spots of the valuation, or for the houses over $500,000. So yes, I do think it went down, because it's just such a tight market. He originally started asking his house, my neighbor started asking his house at $600,000, because that's what the market said, that the realtors that came in said, hey, your house is probably in the $600,000 range. But because everybody gets up there and realizes, hey, we aren't getting out in the winter and we don't have internet and our power goes out all the time, it's not a $600,000 house. He ended up selling for $545,000, and that's only because he threw in a bunch of equipment that was that he had as well. He had a tractor and a Kubota 4x4 that he threw in there for the deal. So
no internet. You can't get it at all up there?
We do get
spotty
DSL, the wired internet. Mm-hmm. But because there's so many people living on top of the mountain right now and the bandwidth is so narrow, it goes out all the time.
All the time. Okay.
And so people that run home-based businesses up there typically have to buy the satellite internet, which is extremely expensive.
HughesNet or something like that.
HughesNet is what my neighbor uses. But okay, the bandwidth is so narrow, like, it's funny because, like, my kids do homeschooling and we have to download videos and stuff for the CC homeschooling that we do. And we can only download those videos at either after, like, 10 o'clock at night or like when everybody goes to work after like 8 o'clock in the morning till about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then everything cuts out because the bandwidth is so narrow. Yeah, everybody else is trying to get on. And so I think that once people realize like that you don't get internet up there, the power goes out constantly, everybody has to have their own generator, everybody has to have four-wheel drives, I think it's a very, very, very narrow market of people that want this type of property. And I mean, you have to be ready to...
You definitely need a realtor, because you would never be able to sell your house the way you describe it.
And that's the thing. Like, the realtor that sold his house had to work for like months. Like his house was on the market for months. And I just dread if I ever do sell my house, because it's a very narrow group of people.
So you have to turn that around and say, this all is solitude up here.
Right.
Quiet. You don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry about interference with internet. You don't have to worry about all the
cell phones ringing.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about. Oh, you definitely don't have to worry about cell phones ringing, because
just advertise it in San Francisco or Los Angeles, and you'll have it sold.
And that's the thing.
For twice that.
People. Yeah. And that's how my the neighbor to the northeast of me. Like, literally, that's how they bought it. They advertised it in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and without even going to see the house.
Right. They bought it.
They plopped down $600,000, not even knowing what it was. And it was a cash deal. They plopped down $600 and they moved in. And he was a banker from San Francisco, honestly. And
that's crazy.
Wow.
And now he works at Costco, so.
Probably less stressful.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. He's retired, but, yeah. It's just a fun job, you know. But honestly, I think that my valuation is very accurate as to what I could get realistically out of my house from last year.
Okay, so, I got it.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your time. I will see you next year.
See you next year.
Home
snow.
Well, we had only a little snow this year. Mainly we had a huge hailstorm come in. And
this is a continuation of the 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board is property owned by Matthew Schieffer, petition 19009301 for account 118230074. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions? Close here.
This is the December 5th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Board members present this morning are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. First case before the board this morning is property owned by Zachary and Michael Wilcox. Petition number 19008301 for account 910-50348. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Cool.
This is a continuation of the December 5th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point, we have property owned by, is it Zen Zhang Yu?
Yes.
And Yaman Bai. Petition number 19009001 for account 125403084. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Zen Zhang Yu in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth and a penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Sophie.
Fair enough.
Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
What happened is the assessor's response, he mailed to wrong address. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get his or her response until I already filed that this documentation. So actually, this one I included the response to the addition to the material. Okay.
You can read that to us. We can't accept anything from you today.
Oh, so you don't accept that.
So you can read it into the record, though.
Okay. So basically, first instance, the accessor used $632,500 instead of $615,000. That was incorrect.
For the purchase price?
Yeah, for I got a deed from the truck hunt from my officer, if you like this.
Go back to the thing, because it'll be whatever it's recorded there.
615?
You got a special warranty deed and another one at 6.
I don't know what's this. This is only a couple of days. One day, you cannot do two transactions for the one.
I don't see. Yeah, I think they corrected an error.
I think this is incorrect. So I have deed.
Well, the 615 is up there, so.
Yeah, so the deed is.
That's what they should be using.
And the deed says 615?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right. Okay. Yeah. Deed.
Yeah, okay.
It's deed.
No, we can't take that.
Yeah, so the original basis, assessor used was $632,500, so it's incorrect. The second incorrect sense is the footage, square footage. If you look here, should be 3,350 square foot because of the 900 finished the basement access.
Did you go to the next page, the building page?
Yeah, assessor use of 4,286 square footage, so that was incorrect either.
Okay. You said it should be 3,350?
Yes, of course, so the basements are finished.
Okay.
Go up further and show it. See if it shows it.
Her response, I got it. They're finished, but it's not finished, so it's incorrect.
Well, they got unfinished 936.
She got us on here.
She keep going further up. Do they have any more? No?
Okay. Yeah, this is two arrows assault.
So 1350, you say, is the square footage.
They have unfinished
3350,
that's correct. So this was unfinished, but on the assessor's page, it looks like she considers finished, so that's probably another.
Yeah.
Since we need to notice.
Okay.
So that's the two things. Then I looked at the data, the sales data from the realtor, 2 months plus, minus 2 months in between the January of 2019. So I list here. So what I did is I listed the house close to my square footage because no house is exact same. Then I covered to the dollars per square footage and then I covered to 3350. So the final numbers that came out is 615964. It's on the bottom, on page 3.
You excluded those two?
I just used the square footage between the 3,100 to 3,400 around my house footage. So I got all the house of sales in that area. So the average is I got the number 615946.
Got it.
Then I used the assessor's data. Assessor's data is from the web page. So I grabbed the same information. I exclude the very low numbers. That's an unfair value. I want a fair evaluation. It's not want to get a low price.
Okay.
So I exclude those low values. So the number came out similar. It's 616. And it's the last number, 482. So it's pretty much matched what I got from a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, that's the one I try to appeal to, the number. And also, this one may not be irrelevant. I just get a feeling here. This is on page 6. If you see the house around me this year, everybody's house price dropped by 3%, about 3%. Only my house got a 6% increase, so I feel I equally treat. That's it doesn't matter the number, but the treatment doesn't equal my feeling. So the data, you already see that, did already have it. And the request, I requested the revised value at 616K, the highest of these two.
You bought it in January of 18.
Yes.
For 615.
Yeah, we have third-party bank appraisal. Yeah, on that one.
And you don't think it's gone up in value then?
I thought it gone up slightly, but if I look at all the houses around me,
they all went down.
Yeah, went down. So then my house went up, so I feel slightly different. That's why I come to this board. So
that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought probably like two typo. I think my house original value is 20K above her evaluation, and also the square footage play a big role in the evaluation. So if we take that fact out, based on the market data, I think it should be 16 or around that number, any number you got. So did if you don't take it, but you can check from company. So that's the
recording. And we can access that.
Yeah, that's the recording. So it's, I didn't make that.
We saw it. Yeah, oh no, we saw it up there on the screen.
And also, appraisal used a very nice picture. That was the sales agent who did the Photoshop. Looks very nice house, looks like pretty. Actually, a house is good house. It's not a good house, I'm not going to buy it. But if you look at the appraisal picture, that's quite different. So that's probably give her an impression this house should be quite high. Mm-hmm. It should be normal, it's not. That's my opinion.
So yours was a relocation sale, so they're saying that's why she says it's invalid.
But we have a third party bank. It's not my appraisal. They give the similar price.
Right.
It's not.
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get it low. I just try to get it fair. That's it.
And the appraisal said 620, right?
Yeah, 620. 620 is fine. I'm okay.
So you originally asked for 633.
Yeah, that's one because I grabbed the data whole year of the incorrect, but this was based on data exactly around 2 months between.
Got it.
Yep. Between this January. Yeah. unfortunately cannot take additional information.
Yeah, it says on the letter when I sent you the hearing letter, it says that it has to be in by, this was November 1st. Yeah,
because my response, I didn't receive their letter. They sent wrong address, it's not my fault.
Oh.
That's right. Why, if it's my fault, then
that's fine.
Okay.
Have any other questions on it?
Okay.
So.
Okay. I think we got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
thank
it.
You.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much for your meeting.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Ben. I was